We all have grown up to Sunday schools, right? Although I never attended any Sunday school. Most of you have gone to Sunday school before, you have read the Jatakas, and they always talk about Bodhisatta, right? But when you look at the Pali Jatakas, the word Bodhisatta is not mentioned. And in our Nikaya, the Buddha called himself the Bodhisatta only on two or three occasions. When? He would say, monks, previously when I was unenlightened, still a bodhisatta, that was referring to his life as Siddhartha Gautama before he became a Sammasambuddha during this lifetime. He could also refer to his previous lifetime in Tusita. That also is a bodhisatta. When the bodhisatta deceased from the Tusita body and he descended into the womb, that he would use the word bodhisatta. Not earlier than that. There were some stories, for example, the story of Gadikara. Have you heard the story of Gadikara? Gadikara was a potter and the chief disciple of Kassapa Buddha. Kassapa Buddha is the Buddha just before our Gautama Buddha. Now, Gadikara was an anagami. But he was a lay person. He was not a monk. At that time, he had a good friend by the name of Jyotipala, who was a Brahmin, and a very learned Brahmin. He knew the Vedas by heart and a bit snobbish. Gadikara was not a Brahmin, he was of a lower caste. So one fine day, Kassapa Buddha came to the vicinity, and so Gadikara approached his friend Jyotipala and said, "Friend, why not let's go and see Kassapa Buddha, the Sammasambuddha, the Arahant, a worthy one. It would be good to go and approach and associate with such a person." Then Jyotipala, the snobbish Brahmin, said, "Enough, friend. What have I got to do with that Potterhead?" Jyotipala called the Kassapa Buddha Potterhead, you know. So he says he didn't want to go. And then Gadikara tried to convince him to go, but still he wouldn't want to go. So finally, Gadikara said, "Okay, let's go for a dip." So they went to the riverside, take a bath. And then while at the riverside, Gadikara again tried to convince his friend to go and see Kassapa Buddha. And this time he took him by the hair. Now, India at that time, being a very caste-conscious country, it was very rude for a non-Brahmin to hold a Brahmin by the hair. And Jyotipala was shocked that his friend could do such a thing. Although they were very close friends, they respected their caste. And then he said, "Well, this Kassapa Buddha must be really something for Gadikara to transgress such a social norm." But he was wise enough to do that. I mean, he didn't give him a slap or what. He was wise enough to think that way. And he said, "Okay, if it comes to that, let's go see him." So they went to see Kassapa Buddha. When Jyotipala arrived in Kassapa Buddha's presence, he did not bow, whereas Gadikara bowed, paid respect, and sat on one side. He just went there, stood and nodded, and then exchanged greetings like he were a friend. And then Gadikara asked the Buddha to give a discourse. And Kassapa Buddha gave a gradual discourse. And at the end of the discourse, Jyotipala was so impressed that he decided to become a monk. But he didn't say that to the Buddha yet. After the discourse, they left. And as they were walking away, Jyotipala criticized Gadikara. He says, "Friend, you have been listening to such discourses for so long because you are the Buddha's disciple. And yet, how is it that you haven't thought of renouncing? For me, after listening to this course, I'm going to become a bhikkhu." Now, you must know that Jyotipala was a putujana, he was a worldling, he's not enlightened. But Gadikara was really an anagami. So why do you think, being an anagami, why is it that he didn't want to become a monk? So Gadikara said, "Don't you know, friend, I have two old blind parents to take care of. That's why I cannot become a monk." So he was an anagami, but because he had parental responsibilities, he remained a lay person. So Jodhipala in the end became a monk, and he practiced under Kassapa Buddha. Why did the Buddha tell the story? Because one day the Buddha and a congregation of monks were traveling through the forest, and then they reached a certain place, a little clearing, and the Buddha smiled. Venerable Ananda noticed the smile and asked the Buddha why. And then the Buddha told them the story. At the end of the story, he told the monks, "Monks, you might think that Jodhipala was somebody else, but it was none other than myself." So our Gautama Buddha was Jodhipala at that time, during Kassapa Buddha's time. And he was so snobbish that he called the Kassapa Buddha Bottahead. So even in that story, he did not refer to himself as a Bodhisattva. It was so close. It was just one Buddha before. He didn't refer to himself as a Bodhisattva. He said, "It was me." He just said, "I" only. He didn't say Bodhisattva. He only referred to himself as a Bodhisattva in his present lifetime before he became a Sammasambuddha, and in his previous lifetime, just before he came down.